That is not true at all. The government is not stifling the freedoms of the press and the freedoms of the people of Uganda. And what is happening, it is in the background of a missive by one of the generals that was compromising national security. And with that missive, it was further, or it is alleged by the police that it was doctored by some of the media houses, and that prompted an investigation, of which the police applied Section 27 to A of the Police Act that allows them to summon witnesses, of which the journalists or the Monitor newspaper complied with, and upon interview, the journalists said, "Well, we cannot divulge information." But if you know under Section 38 of the Press and Journalists Act, they said that they cannot disclose the source of the information, of which they went ahead and say they can only do so if the source gives the go-ahead or under the orders of the court. Now the police went to the courts. And received the court orders. And that was on Thursday last week. But despite getting such court orders, the police again went to the Monitor newspaper to informally engage them to divulge the information, given that they believe the information was doctored. The Monitor newspapers refused. And the police went for a search warrant, and they got the search warrant from the courts of law. And that indeed warranted the search of the premises. The search has been going on today, and it will be continuing tomorrow. That is the genesis of the problem. And what you're seeing here is the police expediting the due process of the law.
Some of the opposition groups are saying that why close down some radio stations when the police is investigating a newspaper publication or the newspaper that published the so-called letter?
That is true, because the radio station that has been, of which operations have been restricted, is actually housed within the same newspaper. The Monitor newspaper owns KFM and MFM. So they are within the same premises. So it is given that the venue, or rather the building, is being there's an investigation taking place. So any other operations will be restricted as a result.
They are saying that this is another show of force by the government using security agencies to intimidate and harass ordinary citizens.
That is completely, absolutely not true. As I've already said, the police and the government is ensuring that whatever it does, it is under the process of the law. It's got to be lawful. And again, when an issue compromises national security, it has to be investigated.
So what should Ugandans take from this situation with the news flying around that, the government seemed to not to be happy about what is going on?
No, Ugandans are aware of their history of instability, and Ugandans are aware of what the NRM government has put in place in terms of the stability and security of the country. And they know that the armed forces, that is the UPDF, have been extremely stable. They have provided a very good environment for the citizens to operate or to be free to do things within the law. So they will understand that, yes, the national security has been compromised, and whatever it takes, the government will have to ensure that peace and security is maintained, but through the lawful process. And that is what it's doing right now.
So does the government see the publication of the said letter as compromising national security?
It is compromising national security because it has thrown up a lot of allegations against government, untruthful allegations. So it's got to investigate. It's taking it seriously, and it will arrive at a solution to this.